Welcome to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions, our weekly e-commerce, digital marketing, and technology podcast.
Hello, today we will talk about content hierarchy. Now, when we say content hierarchy, a lot of people get confused because they look at it as this really, really complicated task or process that we need to go through, but it's not really that difficult. The whole concept of content hierarchy is to be able to portray your message for your products or services and give information to the users online in a structured manner. Now, we did a search session on structured content before. Content hierarchy is a little different than structured content because you build a content hierarchy before you start a marketing strategy. Now, you can build a content hierarchy for your new website. You can update your existing website's hierarchy. You can do this for a Facebook campaign. You can do this for a paid search campaign. You can do this even for traditional marketing like an online PR or if you're going through a rebranding process. So the whole concept of content hierarchy is that you create different categories and groups of content before you actually start a business or update your existing brand positioning with that content hierarchy. And we'll talk about that and we'll give some examples. So the first thing that you need to look at when you are creating a business or when you're creating a new website or when you're creating a, let's say, a side niche website is before you do anything, you should build your menu structure. How is your website going to be visible to your audience? And what we will do is we will explain how we did this for Optimum 7. We offer services, we do software, digital marketing, and we have a bunch of other services. So we structured this. If you actually go to optimum7.com, you'll see the menu in this hierarchy format. So you just open up a Word document and you put the titles, let's say your homepage, right? And then you have your services. Under your services, you might have A, B, C, D. Then you might have industries you serve. Under the industries, you'll have the different industries you serve. Then you might have a product section and the categories of products. And under that, you're going to have subcategories and sub-product sections for niche. So the best way to explain this is if you set it up this way, what will happen is Google loves structured content and content hierarchy. Your users will be able to track this carefully. From an organic SEO standpoint, you'll know exactly what to rank for. And it's very, very important coupling these with the keywords that you want to rank for, the audience that you're going after. What's the search volume for those keywords? So you do that all in the content hierarchy phase where you don't write any content that people are not looking for. I'll give you an example. On optimum7.com, we had a page that was titled, What We Do, right? The page is optimized for what we do, but nobody's searching for what we do. Instead of what we do, we should have said how to do marketing or how to execute a marketing strategy. So we see so many clients and websites that this is not optimized, and because they didn't have a content hierarchy, they didn't build this before they started their business, or their current websites do not have a content structure. So why is this very important? It's important because it will allow you to rank online for these competitive terms and convert better. It's very, very important. So Carlo, you went through this process of content hierarchy with Optimum 7. Under Optimum 7, we have the services sections, we have the industry sections, we have the custom functionality sections, and you create a bunch of other content sections that we get a lot of traffic on. What is the biggest challenge that you have seen while creating these? Because you have to look at search volume, you have to look at content needs to be edited, you have to have layout. Give us the most challenging three things that you went through.
The first thing that you want to look at is the actual SEO standpoint, the keywords you're going after, and most importantly, the titles of all of these pages. Because if your titles aren't optimized, if you're choosing the wrong keyword, it can mean the difference between a couple monthly users and hundreds of thousands of monthly users.
Got it. And what is the best way to do that? What tools did you use to determine if the search volume was there for that specific content?
Well, there are a few industry leaders that we try and look at every time. Moz is one, Ahrefs. These are paid tools. If you're looking for a free tool, Keywords Everywhere is an awesome in-browser extension that you can use with Chrome that'll show you the search volume of these terms in the actual search engine results page. So you can be doing keyword research at a much faster pace than you normally would.
Got it. So the most essential, and again, this is very important, because if you choose the right keyword universe, if you choose the right infrastructure, it's a lot easier for you to rank for these terms, get traffic for these terms, and then get leads for these terms, right? I'll give you an example. And before I give the example, it's also important how competitive these keywords are and if you're ranking anywhere for these keywords yet. We do SEO services. Now, I don't rank on the first page of Google for SEO services. It's incredibly competitive, right? I need to spend so much money on backlinks and content to be able to rank for that. But SEO services, is that a buy term for me? I need to determine that first. And I'm just giving you my example. You have your own examples. Doesn't matter what industry you're in. You have to look at buy terms. Is that a buy term? If I'm looking for SEO services, is that a buy term for me? I have ranked for SEO services before. SEO services is not a buy term for me because it could be somebody looking for information, right? I have seen that terms like how much does SEO cost, SEO pricing, SEO for industry, SEO for colleges, SEO for universities has been a better buy term for me because I get leads for those. And this is all in your Google Analytics. And if you don't have the Google Analytics metrics yet, what you need to do is you need to think from your current audience, and you need to maybe do a survey and ask, if you were going to buy SEO, if you were going to buy ID badges, if you were going to buy keto products, if you were going to buy CBD oil, what would you search for? Now, some people are going to not think this through and say, hey, I'll search for CBD oil. Not likely. You're not going to search for CBD oil. Buy CBD oil is a buy term, as simple as that is. Where can I buy CBD oil is a buy term. CBD oil in Miami is a buy term. CBD oil in Coral Gables, which is a city within Miami, is a better buy term because you're ready to buy, right? CBD stores near me is a great buy term. So when you're doing your content, you need to go after the buy terms. And that's why content hierarchy process is very important. Talk to us about the design side of things. Obviously, we use WordPress and we use post types for these different content structures because it allows us to create these layouts and then plug in the content very fast and duplicate these different pages. If you want to look at an example of this, you can go to optimum7.com/custom-programming. Or just Google custom programming and you'll see us number one on Google. And look at that structure. That's a WordPress post type. And every single functionality has its own page, but it's very easy for us to create. We don't have to do HTML every single time. Right. So when you do these layouts, again, what's the ease of using a custom post type? And how hard is it to create that new layout?
Well, when you're using these custom post types, first of all, you already have the outline structure for your content already laid out. You're not creating brand new content from scratch necessarily. You already have those guidelines thought out previously. Mm-hmm. It's really important that you finish this content hierarchy before you even start your layout. And that first layout is the most important. You know, for me personally, it was a collaboration between the copywriters, between some of the strategists. And I think with these content hierarchies, especially in when you're talking about web content, you want your most important, your value proposition first in the beginning. Because remember, people on the internet, they have short attention spans. If they have to scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page before they get to the relevant information for your product or service, they're probably going to leave your page before they even get there. So I always like to put the most important, most relevant content first. Mm-hmm. So and when we're talking about a service page, often this is relating to a common pain point that they may have. For example, for SEOs, are you not getting the right traffic, or are you not getting the right sales that you're looking for, or you know, identifying with some of these pain points that your audience may have.
Got it. So you're basically saying that whatever copy you write can be a long copy because you want to rank for it.
Yes.
But within the first couple of sentences or paragraphs, right, you have to clarify your value proposition.
Right.
Now, you mentioned pain point. This is very important. We talk often about this. Marketing and sales is integrated now. So your copy needs to be selling. And what's the first step of selling? It is inflicting pain. It's finding the pain point of the prospect, of the user, and using that pain point to influence him to contact you. Now, I'll think out loud with you guys for a second. And it's important that you get the sales concept. Why am I doing this search session right now? I'm talking to you about content hierarchy. We mentioned layout. There is design. There is programming. I said WordPress custom post types. You know, if you're not in the technology field or if you're not in internet marketing or internet technologies, this sounds like gibberish to you, right? There's a reason I'm doing this. And the main reason that you should be using for your own business as well is this is complicated. And I'm telling you how to do it, but you probably will not be able to do it by yourself. Therefore, you should hire a consultant or a company like me. So this is me thinking out loud. Do you have this for your own business? Number one. Number two, does your copy on your website or on your email or when you exchange emails with people and you try to sell inflict pain? Are you talking to the decision makers? Okay. What do the decision makers care about? My decision makers are business owners, right? Any business owner, CEO, owner, founder, partner, what they're looking for is increased revenue, increased sales, increased profits. So I am shaping every single message that I have for the bottom line, for conversions, et cetera, et cetera. And I have to practice what I preach. So what Carlo is saying is that your copy cannot be some generic copy. It needs to sell and it needs to be good. Okay? So to recap, create your content hierarchy draft outline. Send it to somebody that knows about this to edit and approve. Build the layout first before you start doing these content hierarchy sections. Once you have your first layout and sample, identify the most important things. On that custom programming page, we have 650 functionalities. When I first made it live, it only had 20. So we went from 20 to 650, and we had the content hierarchy already. And we're even adding more as we speak on a weekly basis. Because every single one of those rank. Type BigCommerce search, BigCommerce filter, advanced search and filter for Volusion, 3D cart, Magento, Shopify, you're going to see that section show up. The only reason it's showing up because I built the authority for it and I built a content hierarchy before I started doing that section. So do you have this for your website? Once you have everything, then keep adding it. Very important, we didn't talk about calls to action. You have to have a contact form, calls to action that you track on your Google Analytics. And content hierarchy will allow you to rank for thousands of keywords under one section. And this is easily applied to any industry, right? Throw an industry at me.
Law.
Okay. Attorneys, right? If you have a website and you're a lawyer and you're an attorney, you want to talk about what type of industries you serve, right? Legal services for, legal advice for dentists, legal advice for businesses, legal advice for restaurants, right? So if you write this, people are searching for these things. And even it might be lawyers for restaurants, restaurant lawyer. Go to Google and type these. You're going to see people writing structured content to be able to rank for these. Throw me another one.
CPA.
Okay. CPA. CPA has different keyword universes. Are you a CPA? Are you an accounting management or services company? Are you an outsourced CFO, a chief financial officer? So do you do more consultation and forecasting, or do you do more kind of bookkeeping, right? So if you look at bookkeeping, that's the top search results, and CPA, people are not really looking for CPA. So if you're a CPA, you can use the industries angle again. But another thing you should have, and it doesn't matter what industry you are in, you should have a content hierarchy and a content structured content section for frequently asked questions, FAQs. Hey, right. When should I file my taxes? If I'm a business, can I delay my taxes? Go to Google and type these things and you'll see people writing about this stuff. What should I do if I get a letter from IRS? These are all things that people are searching for, right? So it's very, very important. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. You have content hierarchy. You have structured content possibilities, and you have frequently asked questions. Don't be lazy. Write this content. Publish this content. You will get more leads and more business. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions. Do you have a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to cover, or simply have a question about one of the topics we have previously covered? Send us an email to info@optimum7.com or visit our website, www.optimum7.com.